So the people that were on earth before Christ, before Jesus, understanding God and the relationship with God was pretty difficult. For instance, there you go. Did you catch all that? We're almost there. Okay, we're going to try again. Pause. So, in biblical times, before Christ, before Jesus, when lightning appeared, do you know what they thought? They thought God was angry and not happy with them. They weren't sure why, but they tried to figure it out. We know now that natural occurrences like this are part of our earth and the way it works, and oftentimes the self-healing, the incredible complexity and wonderfulness of our earth itself. We know that, right? They didn't know that back then, right? And so to please God, right, they, and I'm going to pause. There we go. They, on the altar during service, okay, they would sacrifice animals to please God, right? So they were really working it to have a good relationship with God and to try to understand God. You know, you've probably had, I've had many situations in which I'm struggling and I'm in hopes of God understanding what I'm going through, right? Such that when God is there to help me and support me, right, the right kind of support is there. I remember really well, about 25 years ago, my wife and I, and then we had a 3-year-old child, Oliver, deciding whether to move to California from Texas to take a job that I had been offered. I was in technology sales, and California seems, Bay Area, to have quite a bit of technology. Dallas didn't have as much, and it was a good opportunity. Well, we weighed the pros and cons of it, and you can tell where we are. The pros won. We made a decision to come here. We were so excited. An adventure, right? And we had heard so many wonderful things about California. We were ready. Well, we get to San Jose, the three of us, and it was raining. It wasn't just raining, it was pouring. In fact, it went straight every day. We had never heard of El Nino. It was El Nino. And I got to tell you, we're like, okay, we had heard about the California sunshine, and we weren't seeing it. Right? Now, I'll go a little further, is that, so we knew it was a pricey place to come to California. We had heard that and kind of checked it out and all, somewhat checked it out. But we got here and we rented an apartment. It was tiny. You could kind of just do this, and there's the kitchen, and there's, and you just, it's all right there. Right? And it was expensive. And it was like, oh my. Right? Yeah. And then we, so sales, I traveled. So I'm in new job, meeting new customers. So Monday through Friday, I'm traveling every week, right? And Bridget is at home in that tiny apartment with a 3-year-old, and it's raining. You got the vision? This is difficult. Very difficult. And we didn't have any friends or family to go visit or see. We didn't know anybody yet, right? I will tell you that I was lonely. I can't speak for Bridget, but I have a feeling a little bit too, right? And so loneliness. And then I remember at the end of that first month, I think it was still raining, I come to my office after traveling to do some paperwork, and I am exhausted, just exhausted. And I got to tell you that I thought about it and I went, wow, this is not what I expected, probably what we expected. This has been tough. No longer the exuberant adventure was in our mind, okay? And frustration kind of was there. A little disappointment because our expectations not happening, right? Yeah. I even had a slight temptation, wow, this may have been not the right idea and decision. Temptation to say, okay, maybe we need to rethink this. We could go back to Dallas and friends and family are there. Yeah, could do that. But then I thought, there were a number of friends that said, you're going to do what? When we told them in Dallas, they kind of questioned this big move and everything. Gee, they wouldn't, us moving back, we would have never heard the end of that, huh? Right? Well, obviously we stayed, right? I have a feeling you have gone through difficulties of various situations that have the same kind of feeling, right? And the same, right? Yeah, same challenges, concerns. Not exactly, but the same kind of thing, right? And the question is, we know God carries us, supports us through our challenging times. Does God know what we're going through? Does God know what we are experiencing to help us? Well, our scripture today is about that. Because in our scripture, we hear that Joseph has a dream. Angel comes, and that angel, from God, right? That angel explains to Joseph a number of things. First off, says that this new baby comes from the Holy Spirit. That's not just any baby, huh? Divine, God, Holy Spirit. Wonderful. And in fact, the angel says, this new baby is the world's salvation, our Savior, our Lord and Savior. There you go. You think that's a lot, but the angel doesn't stop there. The angel says, this new baby is to be called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. God with us. Us here on earth. So that we could understand God because Jesus, fully divine God and fully human, experiencing all of the joys and concerns that we have. Wow! Letting us know that God and Jesus understands us. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? All right. In fact, more than amazing, when you have somebody that's supporting you, do you want them to know what you're going through? Right? That's helpful, isn't it? Well, Oh, important point. Do want to say that our biblical folks before Jesus, they did pray to God to get help, but they didn't have Emmanuel with them. All right, make that point. God with us. I'm probably skipping ahead. There we go. So there is the angel coming to Joseph. All right. I'm going to take us through scripture quotations that help us understand when Jesus was here on earth, how he understood us. God with us. So, for instance, our folks that saw lightning and were trying to understand if God is happy with us and doing sacrifices and all of that, Jesus came and said, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. How many times did you see love in that scripture? Three. God is love. Loves us incredibly. That lightning was not an angry God at us. Okay? It's good. Without Jesus coming to earth, we wouldn't know that. God with us, Emmanuel. There's an author, Joanna Weaver. She wrote an article in 2017, Jesus Understands was the title. Understands us. And I'm going to take you through some other scripture that really lets us know. Jesus knew temptation here on earth. He was in the desert 40 days being tempted by Satan. You may recall that. Jesus let us know that as a human, he had to handle temptation. Did I have any temptation in my situation? Remember? I was tempted to give in quickly. We all have temptations. And going to prayer and knowing that God and Jesus knows us helps us through temptation. Jesus knows what we're going through to support us and give us the courage to do the right thing when we're tempted. Jesus knew poverty. Matthew 8:20. Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man, Jesus, has no place to lay his head. We all know when he was on earth, he roamed, never talked about a house he had, right? He just roamed. Now, what this says is, so remember the tiny apartment, I could just go round and round, right? Obviously, I was not in poverty, okay? Had a job, things were, struggled, it was tight, but we have folks that are unhoused, right? Living in the inclement weather. Jesus knows their situation and can support them, and through us, we can support them, right? Okay? Jesus knows and how and is able to help us and them to be in better situation. Okay. Jesus knew weariness. Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. So was Jesus always this Energizer bunny? No. He got tired just like we do. So when we're tired, know that Jesus, in our prayers, can support us and give us the strength through our time of tired, or at least let us know to get some rest, right? Remember, I was exhausted through that month of move. By the way, are moves tough? Yes. Right, exhausted. Okay. Jesus knew disappointment. Remember in my story, I talked about the concern of the expectations and not being met. Disappointed. So, Luke 13. O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks, but you were not willing. This is when Jesus was trying to gather folks to follow him in a new way in life. And some chose not. You can imagine Jesus disappointed that he would like to have everybody live an abundant life. He knows disappointment. So when we are disappointed, he can support us quite well. Now, in my story, I didn't have any rejection, but I put this one up because anybody here ever been rejected? Yeah, we have. And how does it feel? Not so great. Jesus knew rejection from John. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Did y'all know that? There were some that said, no, I'm not going to do this. He was rejected. Jesus understands that. God understands that. Okay, in my story, I did have the concern of ridicule, didn't I? If I turn back, oh my, I might never hear the end. It's okay. We all have that happen. Jesus can be with us to support us if we are ridiculed, to be able to handle it, right? In Mark, again and again they struck him and spit on him. And then folks were falling on their knees. They paid homage to him in a mocking way. Wow. So Jesus also knew ridicule. And then Jesus knew loneliness. On the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Have you ever felt like, okay, God, I need you. Are you here? He's felt that way too. God is here. But you're not alone. If you feel like people have deserted you, God knows that feeling. And one more. Jesus knew suffering, of course. This is, again, in his crucifixion, the chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. Hopefully we will not ever have that kind of suffering. He knew suffering. And so when we go through challenging times like that, he fully can support us in those times. So with that in mind, that new baby boy, Emmanuel, God with us. Praise be to God.